This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. It is a lot easier to get a dinner reservation in downtown Des Moines today, but a bit harder to find a cab here in Washington. Congress is back in town. We're going to spend the next few minutes talking about the agenda and the politics that will shape this session. And joining us now on the phone from her office here in Washington is Gibby Martinez. She writes for Congressional Quarterly, and it's good of you to be with us today.
Hi, Neil.
Leftovers are first on the agenda. At the end of the last session, last year, the omnibus spending bill had yet to pass. The Senate is back at it today. Remind us what's in the bill, or at least we don't have time for all of it, but at least part of it. And what are the sticking points?
Well, first of all, it's an $820 billion appropriations bill that includes about $328 billion in the domestic discretionary spending. Now, keep in mind that usually what Congress is supposed to do is pass 13 separate appropriations bills. They didn't finish their business. They wrapped them all into what was left over into one big bill. This bill covers 11 cabinet agencies. And there were a lot of problems at the end of the year, primarily because the Democrats were left out of negotiations in coming up with the final product, and there was some language included on some key issues and other things taken out that they did not like, so they blocked it in the Senate. It's going to come up this afternoon again, and they're going to try to block it again, but they can't keep blocking it. Sooner or later, it's going to have to pass because this is the bill that funds government. You know, the agencies cannot operate unless they have this money. But let me give you an example of one of the issues that's in contention, and it's picked up a lot of prominence since Congress went into recess because of mad cow disease, and that is a requirement for country of origin labeling for agriculture products. Now, you know, there are Democrats and Republicans from farm states who want this provision in the bill. It was in the bill, and then there was a two-year delay written into it. So they're angry about that. They want to get that resolved. In the meantime, the fiscal conservatives among Republicans are angry with this bill because it includes about 10,000 earmarks for pet projects for lawmakers.
Yes, you use the phrase domestic discretionary spending. That translates to pork.
Correct. And this is a lot. There's a lot of money in this, and there are a lot of conservatives who are just very, very angry about this. I mean, what they're basically saying is, look, we're the Republican Party. We are the ones who took control of the House in 1994 by saying that we were going to be for smaller government and less spending. What happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
And so in the House, even though the bill did pass, there was a large group of Republican conservatives voted against it, and some of that sentiment has carried over into the Senate. John McCain of Arizona is, in fact, going to be voting with the Democrats not to allow this bill to go through. There may be a couple of other Republican senators. But as I said, eventually it's going to have to get done. The Republican leaders in Congress have said there is no way they're going to reopen negotiations on this bill. So they're basically telling the Democrats and the other opponents, take it or leave it. And, you know, eventually it'll happen. They're just going to fight about it for a few days before it goes through.
Another big ticket item left over from last year, the energy bill stalled out before Congress could pass it. Any chance that's going to move?
The chances look very slim. Again, there were some regional conflicts. It wasn't necessarily a Democrat versus Republican fight in the Senate, but there were some different regional conflicts. One of the key issues was there was a really interesting opposition that coalesced around this provision that would shield the producers of MTBE,
a gasoline additive,
right, from defective product lawsuits. And this is a competitor with ethanol. And of course, there's an ethanol caucus in the Senate that is very strong. And there are also some consumer groups that were very much opposed to, you know, trying to limit the liability for these producers. So that's why it stalled. And there's not much of a chance that it's going to pass. They still don't have the votes for it. In fact, they lost one vote in the Senate last week. So, you know, the ethanol people still want to get something done, and there's a chance that they'll move it over to another big bill that has to be passed by Congress this year, and that's the highway bill.
Now, since Congress went down, the president issued a recess appointment for one of his more controversial judicial nominees, Mississippi Federal Judge Charles Pickering. He's now on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, but this is not likely to smooth over the often bitter relations with Democrats, particularly on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
No, and in fact, it's probably increased the tension. You heard the recess appointment was made on Friday at the beginning of the weekend celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. And Democrats were particularly incensed by the timing. As, you know, of course, they didn't like the appointment at all, but they felt like the timing also just added salt to the wound. They have raised questions about Judge Pickering's civil rights record, and this is one that they really did bitterly oppose. And, of course, conservatives are very, very happy with President Bush for making this appointment. It only lasts until the end of this legislative term. But still, he made the appointment. And so this is going to make it even tougher for the Democrats and Republicans to come to any agreement on judicial nominations. But the truth is, it's an issue that kind of works well for both parties. When Democrats oppose the more conservative appointments of the president to the bench, it revs up their base. And it's the same thing with the Republicans. The conservative base in the Republican Party is also very energized when they put up a fight for the judges. And also, this issue plays well in the South, and there are five Democratic incumbents who are retiring, and their seats are up in November. Republicans want to make and expect to make real good show for those seats, and this issue will play well in those races.
You mentioned already the grumbling from the conservatives, the fiscal conservatives, about the omnibus spending bill. There have been similar concerns voiced about the Medicare bill, famously, and even grumblings about what some expected would go through pretty easily, and that's President Bush's proposal to refinance NASA and reorient its activities toward a base on the moon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the conservatives are just really perplexed because they, again, thought that this was the party that was supposed to cut spending. And when the president came out with his proposal to, you know, restart basically space exploration, you know, send someone to the moon and someone to Mars by 2030, there were some, you know, Republicans who were excited by that challenge. But at the same time, they were saying, why are we doing that when we are trying to cut spending? We need to control this deficit. The deficit is going to reach a record $500 billion this year. They don't like that. And I was, in fact, earlier today at a forum where a couple of fiscal conservative lawmakers spoke, and they just basically felt like President Bush has not shown a commitment to cutting spending, and this idea is an example of that. The Medicare bill they didn't like because, again, they felt like the way it was constructed, it's actually going to cost more than the $400 billion over 10 years. That's what they say. That's their estimate, that it really will not stay within the cost estimate, that it will be a lot larger. They didn't want to see an expansion of a federal entitlement program. So they're having a lot of problems with some of the spending that's going on, even, you know, spending that's being promoted by not only the White House, but also their leaders in Congress. And the conservatives also are going to be, you know, kind of butting heads with President Bush on a couple of other issues, including his immigration proposal. He has proposed giving temporary guest worker visas to some immigrants already here, and they see that as an opening to what might be, maybe later on, some kind of an amnesty program. They don't think that people who came into the country illegally should be granted legal status, and they just think that that is opening the door to something that could be a lot larger and a bigger problem later on.
Jibby Martinez, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jibby Martinez writes for Congressional Quarterly, and she was with us from her office here in Washington, D.C.